Welcome back to another episode of Her Healthful. I'm Araste, your host, and today we are going to do a pretty quick episode just because I don't have a ton of time to record, and also I don't have a ton that's on my mind, so we're just going to make it quick and snappy while still being hopefully helpful to you. So this week I'm going to skip the rose and thorn and just get straight into the episode. Today we are talking about how to get back to feeling like yourself when you don't feel like yourself anymore, or whether it's been a while, something recent. This was something I mentioned at the end of last week's episode, all about confidence. And I had people DM me after being like, hey, I'd really love an episode all on that, because I said in that episode, if you wanted one, you know, tell me. And you guys told me. So here we are the next week doing an episode all on that, because it's something that I've been feeling lately. But also I think it comes in waves, where I will be feeling really confident and sure in myself and also really authentic. And then I will go from, you know, just floating through life, not really feeling like myself. But the waves can come and go. Sometimes it's just like a more permanent, semi-permanent thing where you really feel like this day in and day out, and you just don't feel like yourself. So I was trying to think of reasons for why I don't feel like myself, or times where I haven't felt like myself. And I made a little list, because I think, obviously this is not exhaustive, but for me, it has been either when it's like something to do with my body or like health-wise. Easiest example to think of is hormonal changes. Even within your cycle, you already know that the week before your period, you don't feel like yourself. And that's because there is stuff going on in your body that is out of your control. But beyond that, you can have hormonal imbalances that are happening at a more chronic level. And so that can make you feel off. Obviously, when your neurotransmitters, another thing that's in your body, specifically in your brain, when those levels are imbalanced, that can result in all kinds of things like anxiety and depression. And there is a lot that goes on internally that can affect how you feel and how you feel in terms of yourself. Another thing that affects whether I feel like myself is stress. Obviously, this is like the big one. If I'm going through a stressful period in life, like an especially stressful one, because stress is such a normal part of every day, then I feel like I maybe resort to coping tactics that might not be healthy and get out of my routine and my habits. And so all of those things compound to make me feel out of touch with myself. And stress can really take an impact on the body and just really make you feel overwhelmed. And so it's understandable that we don't feel in tune with ourselves. Along with stress, as another point on my list, it is anything to do with major life changes. For example, if you are moving, if you are getting into a new relationship or getting out of one, anything where there's a major change can have a huge toll on your identity, who you are, whether you're starting a new career, something that's just like so new and unfamiliar to you. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. Like, going into unfamiliar territory is something we all have to do sometimes, and it's really important for growth, but it can be scary and it can make you doubt yourself and really just feel uncertain in yourself. Another thing is relationships. So if you are in a relationship that is maybe not healthy for you, then that can make you question a lot of things. And I'm not just talking about like a romantic relationship. If you listen to my episode on friendships, then you know I had a whole segment on, you know, ending friendships and knowing when to say goodbye and like being done with something that is not good for you, because the people you surround yourself with are going to feed into your identity and how you feel about yourself. So be selective and be aware about that. And then the last thing I wrote down, which I kind of already touched upon, is just mental health in general. If you deal with anxiety or depression, then you know after a depressive episode, you look around and you're like, oh my God, everything's a mess. I don't know where to start. I just like don't know how to pick up the pieces again. And you feel out of touch with yourself, and you might be like, I don't feel like myself right now and I don't know where to start. So if you've been there, I'm with you. I have been there. And let me tell you, it sucks. Even during it, you don't really care about yourself. So then after, you're like, how do I start caring for myself and, you know, doing the things that make me feel good? So when I was planning out this episode, I really kept on coming back to the idea of authenticity and what it means to be authentic. And I think a big goal for a lot of us is to be our most authentic self. Maybe we lost that along the way, or maybe we're trying to pick up the pieces to really fulfill that. So what is authenticity? Let's talk about it. Authenticity is all about living your truth and really being yourself fully, like not holding back and just living according to your values, speaking your mind, and feeling like there's no disconnect between the self you portray to others and the self that really resides within you. So at the end of the day, it's just about being true to yourself. And there are a few things that can make you feel inauthentic, and I'm sure we've experienced that before. You can maybe think of it as being fake, sure, whether you've told a lie to a friend or agreed with something you didn't agree with or disregarded your moral values in any way, then you've been there and maybe you are in it right now. There are moments where we can lose touch of ourselves. So, for example, maybe you have kept a secret for a while, and you know, this can be something about yourself, it can be something about how you portray yourself to others, but having secrets or telling lies about yourself can, it's like the definition of being inauthentic. Not only are you lying to others, but slowly you begin to lie to yourself and maybe try to convince yourself that you actually are a certain way, and you know, the truth that you're not living out, it was never the truth. So you try to convince yourself, you know, secrets can be so damaging, and it's really important to fully live out your identity, no matter what that is. So something else that is actually very applicable to my life, but maybe yours as well, is leading different lives or like different identities, leading a double life where you have different passions and different roles that you're undertaking. So for example, I am doing school and I'm doing social media, and I love them both, but they are very different parts of my brain. And I feel like I am a different person when I'm doing both, like different versions of me. And I guess that it does feed into being inauthentic because I'm being pulled in two different ways. And I'm all for people being multidimensional and multifaceted because we're human and that is totally normal. But it's so easy to feel overwhelmed, and I do feel overwhelmed on like a weekly basis trying to balance it all. But it's like at school or when I'm doing my schoolwork, I feel like I'm being inauthentic to like the social media version of me, and maybe vice versa. It's more vice versa when I'm doing social media stuff. I'm like, it's not that I'm not being authentic. It's just like I have a different life as well, and I try to share it. But it can be easy to get caught up in everything. So just leading two lives, and it's not like I'm hiding that I'm doing school or that I'm doing social media, like to either of those worlds. It's just a lot for my brain to handle sometimes. Another thing that can affect how authentic you feel is when you don't speak up for yourself or you don't use your voice. So for example, if somebody is talking to you about something and you realize you actually don't agree with them and what they're saying, then if you hold your tongue and just agree with them, that's going to feed into being or feeling inauthentic, at least to yourself, because you're basically hiding what your real thoughts are. And there is a way to like be civil about this and not come off as really rude and brash, but it's just like important to still speak up in those moments. And I am, you know, very bad at this myself because I want to avoid conflict and, you know, I'm a people pleaser. So I just want to have everything go swell. Maybe if I'm like more familiar with you and we're closer, then I will be more open to disagreeing. But I don't know, it's really hard and I just don't like confrontation. But even if it doesn't feel like a big deal to you, like holding your tongue when you don't agree with somebody or not really saying what's on your mind, yes, maybe that little instance is not a big deal to your identity and how you feel. But if it's a pattern and you keep doing it over and over again, then that's when it becomes a problem and that's when you can feel really out of touch with yourself. Okay, what else did I write down? This is a big one, imposter syndrome. So this feels like you're faking it and as if you are lying to everybody else about how you succeeded. And so that in itself can make you feel inauthentic, even if it's not rooted in facts, which is like the very ironic thing. Like you might be actually doing so well and you just like need to celebrate yourself, but it can make you feel like a fraud in a way. And I have an episode on imposter syndrome if you are looking for some tips to overcome it or anything, and that'll be linked in the show notes. Last thing that I wrote down is having like an unclear sense of what your purpose is, because this makes your identity kind of questionable to yourself at least, or really uncertain. And I have lots of uncertainty in my life and I am figuring it out on a daily basis, but it's something that can affect you. And so getting a bit of certainty and some answers in that respect can be very, very helpful and can finally make you feel like you're living your true authentic self. And I also have a podcast episode on finding your purpose, which I can link as well. So those are some things that can make you feel inauthentic, but it really comes from socialization. So like the reason why we might hide our true selves or not speak our truth or what we disagree with is because we grew up with our peers and our friends reinforcing certain things, or social media that really plays into that fake identity and not really showing your true self. There's expectations that come from parents, friends, and sometimes it can just be a coping mechanism to really deny yourself of who you really are and show that to people. Okay, so now that we've kind of laid the ground for what inauthenticity is and how this might make you feel not like yourself, what can we actually do about this? And this is no black or white answer. There's a lot of gray here, and obviously, you know, some of these tips might not resonate with you at all, but maybe one or two will. First one, and I think this is important for really any problem you're having in life, I'm going to make that bold statement, and it's simply the act of self-evaluation and evaluating your life right now. When was the last time you sat down and asked yourself what you actually want in life? Because I swear we are all hamsters on a wheel going through life every single day, and before you know it, like months go by, years go by, and you haven't stopped to ask yourself important questions like that in a while, and that is when you've already lost touch with yourself. So it's important to ask those questions. Other questions could be, what does your ideal life look like? And it doesn't matter what age you are. I know I have a lot of young listeners, but it really doesn't matter. Like, you do not have to be a certain age to want to change your life if that is what you want. It also doesn't have to be a whole uprooting. It can be maybe a specific domain like your career or your friends. But you need to be aware of it and you need to actually evaluate those domains to know that there's a problem or something you're not really resonating with. And one of my favorite questions is, if time, money, effort, or like other people's opinions didn't matter, what would you actually do with your life? That is a bomb of a question. It's like so hard hitting because you realize how many things are holding you back. And of course, you know, we can't just like ignore money being one of them or the other two, but it definitely is interesting to just reflect on, because if it's something you really end up being passionate about, then not a lot will be able to hold you back. And that will kind of help you find a purpose if that's where you're feeling lost right now. Okay, number two is, you need to simplify the different areas in your life. This is the advice I need, not gonna lie. I feel like I have been probably spreading myself too thin and trying to do the most. So simplifying your life doesn't mean doing nothing, but it can start with simplifying your schedule and saying no to things that maybe you don't want to do, or maybe you simply don't have the bandwidth that night or whenever it is. Because it's crazy how for me especially, my weekends, I usually want to recharge and relax, and I do, but I end up saying yes to a lot of social things, and that ends up just busying my weekend. And I do want to do them, it's just that I don't always have the bandwidth. And then I think I'm gonna have FOMO and I end up saying yes, but this weekend, that is the challenge to myself. It's to just like be less social, as funny as that sounds. Honestly, some of the best weekends are the ones you spend by yourself and, you know, cleaning, recharging, whatever it is. And I haven't had a weekend like that in a while. So that is the goal this weekend. Other ways you can simplify your life: declutter your space. Maybe that's something that's bringing you stress and it's unconscious, like you don't know it. Take some time to clean up your space. It is the biggest time investment you can make, and it can help your mental health so much. Another thing is to manage your expectations when it comes to what you can do and your goals. I'm not saying don't aim high, but more just like be realistic with what you can actually achieve in a certain amount of time. Sometimes my to-do lists are crazy long, and then by the end of the day, I'm like, why did I think I could do all of that? Like, physically, that was not possible. And then it saves you from feeling guilty for not finishing everything. You know, it just wasn't possible in the first place. Okay, third point is to slow down. And I am all for slow living. I know we are in the era of busyness and everybody just like having that be a flex with hustle culture and just like that toxic mindset. It can be hard to slow down because you're like, nobody else is doing this. And so it can feel kind of weird, especially when all your friends or your peers are talking about how much they're doing. I don't care how busy somebody else is. I need that one day a week where I am doing nothing, being a potato. Maybe it's not a full day, maybe it's like an evening or a half day, but I need that to recharge. You just also have to allow yourself to rest without feeling guilty, because rest is not productive. It's not supposed to be productive in like the typical way, but in the long term, it is productive and it'll help you achieve more. Not to mention, it will prevent burnout and will just be so good for clarity and purpose. Make sure you're getting enough sleep and good quality sleep. We like look over sleep so much, but it's so important. I personally thrive off of 7-8 hours, but it could be different for you, obviously. Other ways you can slow down, they don't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as just like spending 10 minutes in the morning by yourself, making your coffee, and just having that time to ground. It's really important to feel grounded in some way throughout the day, or else you're just, again, floating and not being present. Meditating, journaling, breath work, all of these tools can help you feel present and in the moment. If you are really feeling overwhelmed by all of that, it's as simple as taking 3 breaths, which is maybe my cue right now for us to all collectively take 3 breaths. And yes, if you're listening, I'm going to tell you to do that on your walk or wherever you are. Okay, deep breath in and out. And in and out. Okay, last one, biggest one yet. Deep breath in and out. Like, doesn't that just already help? And what, it took like 20 seconds? 3 breaths are at your disposal any time of the day. You can do it wherever, whenever, and it can just help bring you in the moment. So why not, you know, implement it? Also, from doing that, I'm realizing how stuffy my nose is right now, and I hope my voice doesn't sound too weird. It's just really dry. It is so dry. There's a snowstorm going on outside. The winter is wreaking havoc on everything: my skin, hair, now my nose. So bear with me. Next point is to make it a habit to tell the truth and tell it often. Say what's on your mind and reverse the pattern of you always holding your tongue. You don't want to do that. You basically want to do anything in your power that's going to make you feel more authentic. And that is going to help you feel more like yourself, your true, true self. And this goes beyond just, you know, being truthful in a conversation or with the people around you. Yes, that's really important, but it's also important to be truthful with yourself. For example, if you were answering those questions that I was asking before, if you're going to, you know, journal about them later, then make sure you're answering truthfully, or else the exercise is like pointless. It doesn't matter. All of these things are only useful if you are true to yourself and you are not self-deceiving, because it is really easy to do that. And I honestly think the best way to catch yourself in a lie, if you're kind of, you know, having trouble figuring that out, it's literally just like a gut feeling or that little shift in your heart or your stomach where you're like, I don't feel aligned and something is off. If you even have like a sliver of that feeling, you're lying to yourself, you're lying to somebody else, and you can't ignore that feeling. That's what I think we're really used to doing. It's kind of like when you go from diet culture to then eating intuitively, it's like hard to kind of know what your hunger signals are again. And so that takes time. This will also take time, I'm not gonna lie, but the more you practice, the easier it'll get. And one last thing I wanted to mention that I just thought of right now is, if you're not feeling like yourself, ask yourself whether it might just be growth and it might just be you coming out of the other side of the healing you went through and all of that. Because sometimes when we don't recognize ourselves, it might actually be a good thing. And I'm not saying this is the case all the time. It's just like worth considering. Have you been doing all of this work and working on yourself lately? Like, if you have been doing a lot to work on yourself and now you're feeling like this, maybe it's time to get to know the real you. And maybe that means your priorities have changed and you need to, again, still do that reevaluating step that I said earlier. But I don't think it's that bad of a thing. And maybe that is something I need to consider myself, because I literally just thought of that right now. Change can be good. Change can be bad. We just have to see what's going on in our life right now and how it fits in with everything. So that is all I had to say about, you know, getting to know yourself and coming back home to yourself. It can be a struggle. And I think being present and all of those tips that I just shared will really help. And honestly, I need to implement them myself, because I think the main thing for me is that I have been floating. And I need to float less and I need to be present more. But anyways, that's it for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed and I really hope you'll tune in next week as well. If you have any topic recommendations, feel free to DM me as always on Instagram and reshare this to your stories if you really enjoyed it, or give it a 5-star review on Spotify. They help me so much. And I also just love seeing when you guys are listening to the podcast and what you're doing while you listen. One of my goals this year is to really focus on the podcast. And so you being a listener, that on its own is like so, so much. And so thank you for being here. I don't know why I'm feeling so sappy, but yeah, the other things are just like the cherry on top and really help me. Anyways, love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Bye.